The SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
Mark Hall from Casting Crowns is our guest this morning on SOS Radio. How are you, Mark?
Doing good, Scott. How about you, buddy?
It's good. School just started. You know, the routines have been changing. It's been getting crazy.
It's same for us, man. All the students went back in our youth group. They're back in school. My kids are in school. It's almost sort of a sigh of relief for me that they're all kind of busy again.
You didn't jump for joy when they got on the bus, did you?
Well, they're homeschooled, so they kind of just walked into the next room. But still, it was nice to get them busy.
So let's go back to like eighth grade for you.
Yeah.
When you were a junior higher, you know, you're starting to feel like, okay, I'm going to get some independence. I'm an upperclassman in my junior high. You know, what were you into? What was your style? Who were you hanging out with? What was important to you back in eighth grade, Mark?
Well, let's see. Eighth grade, I'm still into everything now that I was into then. So comic books, nerd stuff, superheroes. I would have been Lord of the Rings if it was then, but that kind of thing is my deal. I like playing sports, but not good enough to be on anybody's team. And, you know, avoid the bullies, hang out with your friends, try your best to not stick out. I think that's what I did.
So thinking back to where your head was at that place and where you were in your journey with God, tell me about that.
Well, when I was in eighth grade, I was a church kid, so got saved when I was nine. I think for me, church was just one of the things that we did in our life. We did baseball on Monday and Tuesday. We did something else on Saturday, and church is the thing we did on Sunday. And for a long time, Jesus was a place you went and not a person that you could know. So I was probably 19 before I really started realizing Jesus was bigger than church. So I was just that kid going to church when I was in eighth grade.
So you work with students full-time now when you're not on the road as well over Eagles Landing Baptist Church outside the Atlanta area. But you mentioned, you know, you were raised in church and that was just something that you did. You know, I hear a lot of parents these days saying like, oh, well, I don't want to force my kids into church. I want to let them make their own decisions, you know.
Yeah.
As a youth pastor, speak into the way you look at that and where you see the importance of the roles that parents do play, you know, with their teenagers.
The odd thing is I'll have a parent talking to me in church saying, you know, I don't want to force my kid. My parents forced me to come, and it made me not want to go. And I said, well, you know, the weird thing is that we're standing in church right now talking about this. So maybe you didn't like it for a while, but somehow it looks like it might have paid off. And I have so many parents say to me, you know, could you just talk to Billy and get him to come? He just won't come, and I just don't know how to get him to be there. And I just tell them, put him in the car. You're the only one fighting for this kid, and it's got to come from you. But the problem is, I think as parents, we aren't consistent enough in our own walk with Jesus to feel like we have the authority to tell them they should be there. So to step up and say, this is where we should be on Sunday. We need to be together with the body of Christ. It means we got to get out of bed. We got to get up and get there too. So I think it's a struggle in both sides, but I think it's definitely worth a fight. I tell our parents, you get them here and I'll make it worth the king. And it's got to be a partnership.
We're talking to Mark Hall from Casting Crowns, and he is also a youth pastor. Mark, I want to talk about authority since you brought up that word and what that really means and what it should look like as dads and moms. It's coming up next. SOS.
Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
Mark Hall from Casting Crowns is joining us today on SOS Radio, and we were just talking a couple of minutes ago about parenting strategies. And Mark, you've been a youth pastor and author for a long time, but you brought up the challenge of stepping out as a parent to fully take authority over our families. And Mark, that's a term we're seeing a lot more of in today's culture, but what does it actually mean to take authority and maybe even create a vision for your family?
In average, when you start looking at families today, a lot of the kids aren't in the same house each week. A lot of times, parents were so hurting by guilt, it sort of has taken our right away to say, this is how you should live, because we feel like they're looking at us going, yeah, but you didn't do it. And because of our past and because of problems that we're having to walk through, we feel like we don't have the right to tell them what they should do or not do. And that's a struggle. I think we've got to go back to knowing, look, I've made my mistakes. We're walking through it, but this is still right. And we still have to do this. I think a lot of times also you have a parent who's a believer who wants her kid in church, but the other parent that's in the other home doesn't have the same values, doesn't have the same morals. So the battle they fight is, I'm giving them Jesus this week, but they're not going to get Jesus next week. And especially if you're in a situation where the dad or the mom who's not a believer feels guilt, and they're like, well, I'm just going to let them do whatever they want to do to make up for the mistakes I've made, so there's not boundaries in the other home. It's a mess in the American family right now. The idea of authority has got to come from God's word and knowing that this is right, not have I earned the right to tell you this or not?
That is a powerful thought. So where have you seen that work in some of those split family relationships?
Bro, it is tough. I'm talking to a dad last night in my youth group back at home. I'm home Sunday through Wednesday and just sitting down with families in the office. And one of our guys said, look, my son, when he's with us, he gets structure. We get in the word together. But when he gets home, his mom's going to let him watch whatever he wants, go wherever he wants, do whatever he wants. And to me, that's not one of those, here's the answer to everybody's problem on that. But it is at least sitting down with the other parent, if it's at all possible, and going, look, we got to have some boundaries at least across the board on what they're allowed to watch and click on, what their technology is and that stuff. And then hopefully pray into the fact of saying, hey, can we just all be in church? Is there a way you can let him go to church when they're with you? And then when they're with me, they can go to the same church to give some sort of constant. But a kid can become a pawn very easily in a battle between two hurting parents. Man, it's a struggle. When I figure out the answer to that one, I'll write a book on it.
It seems like it does go deeper than just rules and just structure, but to a true renewing of the mind, which I guess goes deeper than just teaching your kid how to think or what to think.
Definitely. I want my son's heart to be so close to Jesus, he would never trip up and step in anything that would hurt him. But at the same time, I got to understand, you don't put a good kid in a bad situation. So I've got to have the standard for him. I've got to have some guardrails in his life, and that's going to look like rules, and it's going to look like do's and don'ts, because that's just life. But on the same time, I want his heart to understand why the rules are there and why we try to stay away from these things, why we build fences around things and stay away from things that could lead us in a bad direction. It's got to be the rule and the grace, the law and the grace together to make it work.
Oh, that's some great insight. Now, we're talking to Mark Hall from Casting Crowns. Now, we take all that. We have our family strategy. We have our structure. We're trying to love, but we're trying to also say this is what's right. And this is what we've got to live by. But let's talk about the role that community plays in that. I mean, live in a community with other people. And we'll do that next, coming up on SOS Radio.
Downloading audio.
Nonstop. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking to Mark Hall from Casting Crowns on SOS Radio. And you said community is a discipline. You know, we were just talking about raising our kids and we're trying to give them structure. And, you know, we're trying to lead them towards Christ, but there's a renewing of the mind that goes in. Talk about where you see community bringing a lot of that together.
I think community is so much more than sitting in a bunch of rows facing in one direction singing songs. Community is getting to know each other. For some reason, the church somehow over the years has come up with this idea that being a good witness to the world is acting like you don't have any problems. So everybody dresses up their life just like they dress up their bodies, and everybody acts like, hey, everything's great. I don't have any problems or struggles. All you're coming to is a building that sits together for an hour. I don't believe that's community. Community is a group of believers who know each other's stuff, and we know that, hey, it's a mess at my house, but Jesus lives in this mess. Let's pray through this together. So for us, we have a great worship service, and Crowns leads the worship and helps do all that, but the community happens in those life groups and those home groups, and where you can really tear the plastic off and talk about life. And that's what community is to me.
In your book, Thrive, there's a whole chapter on the gift. You mentioned worship deepens our community with God and with fellow believers.
Well, see, that to me, worship is praying without asking for stuff, right? How often do I do that? Not very often. I had a preacher challenge me to do that once when I was like 20. He goes, I want you to pray tonight and don't ask one question. Don't ask for anything. Just pray. Just be thankful. And I couldn't go 15 seconds without asking for forgiveness or help or stuff or anything. And so worship is a chance to do that. And worship also reminds us that, man, this is a conversation. There's a person listening. I'm not reciting my life view. I'm talking to my dad here who loves me right back. So worship's huge, man. And when you do it in a community with a group, there's a fellowship that comes together. Music on its own can bring people together. You see a bunch of drunks get together out in a concert and have a moment. But when Jesus is in the center of it, man, it's something special that you can't do without. God knows that we needed each other.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.